Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is Russell Group President Randy Russell. Some things back on the docket here as people head back to D.C. following the holiday break. Lots to get done, as we said here before we hit record, but a lot on the list of things to do. What are some of the first things that we'll expect to hear some news on as people come back?
Well, Whitney, first of all, good to be with you and your listeners, and happy New Year. Yeah, Congress will be back in force next week, and obviously a full agenda, starting first and foremost with keeping the government funded. As you may recall, that there were two dates established. One was January 19th, where four of the appropriation bills need to be dealt with by then, or those agencies would shut down. That would include, by the way, the Department of Agriculture, along with the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, Farm Credit Administration, and the Food and Drug Administration, along with some other agencies. And then the other date, Whitney, for the other eight appropriation bills is February 2nd. So there are negotiations going on right now to see if they can find a path forward to fund all 12 of these bills. Frankly, a major stumbling block, and we saw the speaker, Mike Johnson, the new speaker down on the border yesterday, is the insistence on several House Republicans and even some Senate Republicans on addressing the border as part of any negotiation on keeping the government funded. So that's a key sticking point right now, and it's right now the jury is still out whether they can find a pathway forward on that issue to wrap up as part of the funding.
And yeah, even the border has ag implications in and of itself, as we've seen with some shutdowns and things like that on the commodity movement.
Yeah, we saw at Eagles Pass, which has obviously been a pressure point in terms of a lot of the illegal immigration that's coming into the United States. We had just last month over 300,000 illegal entries into the United States, and of course Eagle Pass, which is also a major thoroughfare in terms of our commerce back and forth between the United States and Mexico. And I frankly just think the government officials got overwhelmed with the number of illegals coming in, and at the same time trying to also deal with the commerce and transportation between the two countries. Fortunately, that seems to have gotten addressed, but it points out the problem that we have now between what's going on in the border and our cross-border trade, and so we're going to have to keep a real close eye on that as well.
So now, what impact could this, as federal milk marketing orders are that hearing is supposed to restart here. Is that going to be impacted if the government does shut down? How does that fold into this, or does it?
Well, Whitney, as you may know, there are certain accounts that keep funded depending upon if there is money in them. I don't know specifically the answer to your question about the status of the milk marketing orders, whether they would be able to continue to move forward if there was a government shutdown. I suspect, and this is my view, others may have a different view, that assuming there is some kind of a government shutdown, and there very well could be at least of those four agencies, including USDA, I don't suspect it would be for a long period of time, and I think it very well could lead up to the February 2nd, where the other eight bills come up. But I will also say this, the new speaker, it seems to be very focused on the whole kind of mantra of shut the border or shut the government down. And that seems to be a theme. You heard it yesterday. I think you're going to hear it a lot the next 10 days, and we'll have to see whether some kind of an agreement can be reached. This isn't about money for the border. This is more about policies, including how you deal with asylum, that is at the heart and soul of the contentious debate that's going on in immigration.
And compromise, it seems like, is hard to come by.
Well, this is the most evenly divided Congress in the history of the Congress, and the margins keep getting narrower. There was just another member today that announced that they will be leaving on the Republican side. So right now the Republicans if you're Speaker Johnson, you can't lose more than two Republicans, and that's assuming every Republican is voting in order to pass initiatives that you want to get done without any Democratic support. So the new Speaker has got his work cut out for him.
And where do we sit on Farm Bill? I know at certain points people were a little bit optimistic, or I guess cautiously optimistic, that maybe we would get something done here in the first quarter of 2024. But is that fleeting?
Well, I just can't see them being able to move forward, them being the House, which I think is going to definitely move first, until the funding issue for the government is worked out. And the longer a disagreement exists between House Democrats and Republicans and the Senate and the White House over funding the government for the rest of the year. And remember, we're already three and a half or a little over 3 months into the fiscal year already. So funding the government for the rest of the year is priority number one. They've got to get that resolved. And I think, assuming they can, I do believe it's the intent of House Ag Committee Chairman G.T. Thompson to try to put a committee print, as we call it, out on the street sometime, maybe in February, towards the end of February, and then try to mark up in March. But again, that is directly contingent on them getting this government funding behind them, and we got a long ways to go on that before we have a resolution.
And how soon do kind of those election politics start to play into this, or are they already there to an extent?
Well, let's see, Whitney. We got the Iowa caucuses coming up here in all of about 11 days. So we're about ready to get in it. I think in the thick of it, as you know, we have the Iowa caucuses on the 15th, and then 8 days later you have New Hampshire, and then you move to South Carolina, and you've got Nevada. A lot of the congressional, the House primaries particularly, will occur starting in March. So my own view on this is that we have got to see some progress made by the end of the first quarter here in terms of getting bills kind of out of committee if we're going to get this bill done and finished before the presidential and congressional elections in November.
All right. Any other updates or things that we should mention or have our eyes open for here before we let you go?
I would just say this, Whitney. I think everybody should buckle up. This is going to be a very contentious period, as I mentioned, just because of the fact that we are in an election year and that we have what appears to be a very tight presidential election coming before us. Control of the House and Senate is very much up for grabs. That's going to make these negotiations on budget and spending and border and other issues, even the Farm Bill, will become more contentious the closer we get to an election. And that's why it's really important for us to try to get the House Farm Bill particularly moving before the end of the first quarter of the year.
All right. Well, thank you for taking the time to talk with us here today. Randy Russell joining us on the Red River Farm Network.